When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Front, second and 11. 5.5 left in the fourth. Taylor is the running back. Purdy going for it all, and it's going to be picked off in the end zone. Darius Williams on an overthrow, and the Rams get the takeaway.
Now back to overtime with Grandy, Manson, and Bennett, with sounds from the locker room. And your calls at 888-957-9570. Overtime continues now.
Now, welcome back. That was Al Michaels on Amazon. If you were watching here in the Bay Area, you probably watched it on your local Fox affiliate or wherever you watched it. It was Al Michaels calling the action, and that was the Brock Purdy interception looking for Juwan Jennings in the fourth quarter. It was a Niners deficit at that point, down by 3-9-6. They were driving, at the very least, looking for a field goal to tie the game. But instead, they throw an interception, and then the Rams get the ball. And what happened, Sterling, was, I think, basically what we all expected to happen, because the Niners offense did not touch the ball once again. From that moment on, it was the interception, and then just Kyren Williams, like, for 4 yards, every single carry, it felt like, a couple of completions, a big third down conversion here or there, and the Rams essentially killed the entire clock. They got a field goal to take a 6-point lead. Niners had a chance for a Hail Mary, but couldn't really get anything off. Brock Purdy was sacked, and the game was over. At that point, you don't really blame the defense, because they were on the field so often in that second half. You're down Gray Greenlaw, as we talked about. Devondre Campbell refused to go in the game. So many things working against the defense in that moment. But that Brock Purdy interception was backbreaking, and they never had an opportunity to redeem themselves. And the way that game went, Sterling, even if they did have the chance to redeem themselves, it might not have mattered. That's how bad of a day it was for the offense.
Yeah, let's say they had, I don't know, a minute and a half left on that final drive that ends in a sack, funny enough. Do we even believe they'd make that drive?
Probably not.
Go all the way down? Like, okay, like, we'll maybe like, oh yeah, we have a chance, but it's like, really? Do you really? But it is fitting that you brought up Kyren Williams, who after the game told the media that we're the big brothers now. Wow. In regards to sweeping the San Francisco 49ers for the first time since 2018.
Three straight wins. And then I go, over the Niners.
And they've earned it. Now, one of those games is a backup game, and
yes,
you could argue that, okay, well, they didn't have Christian McCaffrey, didn't have Brock Purdy, or Brandon Ayuk. They had Brock Purdy. Didn't have Brandon Ayuk. Didn't have George Kittle and Debo Samuel for the one early in the year. Like, there's reasons as to why San Francisco lost, and injuries is a big one for sure. But the Niners offense today, 191 total yards. That is the lowest by a Kyle Shanahan offense in his entire 49ers tenure.
And that includes some terrible teams.
And that includes that terrible mud game in Washington in 2019, where it was 9-6, I think. Like, we're talking about Brian Hoyer and C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins and the elements and Trey Lance that, I mean, everything that this team has been through, this was the worst offensive output they have ever had. A very fitting end to their season, which isn't even over yet. And funny enough, they still kind of have a shot.
Yeah,
they have a shot,
stop
Mark.
It.
They
stop
got a chance,
it.
Brother.
Stop it. I will not have any of that. The season is over, Sterling.
Come on, Mark. It's not over yet. It's not over until Devondre Campbell sings. And from what I can tell, he ain't singing anytime soon.
Not singing for the
can
Niners.
I tell you,
go ahead. Tell me how it'll happen. Yes.
Just to give the fans.
They need like 27 things to happen, all go their way, probably.
Okay. The Niners have to win out, which includes games against the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Cardinals.
Okay.
They have to have the Commanders lose at least three games. Okay.
That's three of their final four.
Yes. The Cardinals have to lose in Week 15 against the Patriots or Week 16 at Carolina, which isn't maybe out of the question. Carolina's playing better. And Drake May looks legit in New England, albeit the team isn't that good. The Rams have to lose their next three games, and the Falcons have to lose at least two of them. I know all of those things may not happen, but the Falcons aren't playing well. The Cardinals aren't a great team. And maybe, just maybe, the rookie season of Jaden Daniels falls apart late, although not likely. If you're looking for a smidge of hope, and maybe you're out there being like, let's be positive, there it is. You still got a chance somehow if you want to cling to that.
So what you're telling me is now the only way it happens is via a wild card spot. You need everybody fighting for a wild card spot to lose a chunk of games, because you're not catching the Rams or the Seahawks atop the NFC West.
Yeah, you had to win today to hopefully then be able to beat the Cardinals in Week 18 to even your division score. You lost today. You're 1-4 against the division. You're 0-3 against the NFC West at home this season.
Man.
Just an atrocious season by the San Francisco 49ers. And maybe this Devondre Campbell stuff can unite them, though. Could you imagine, just hear me out. Could you imagine if they beat the Lions this year?
That would be a Christmas miracle.
Like, what? Like, they're that angry, and they're like, we're going to go out there and spoil someone's season. What if they beat the Lions?
Considering the Lions will very likely need to win that game to get home field and the bye, the one seed in the NFC, that would shock me like nothing has shocked me in a very long time. That's how bad this Niner football team is at the moment. You're right, though. I mean, it could be a unifying moment. Everybody hating on Devondre Campbell. That could be something that helps, but I don't think it helps bridge the gap between what the Steiner team is and what that Lions team is. So,
well, it makes me wish he would have quit 4 weeks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He 2 weeks ago. They would have had a better shot to make a run.
Still have something to play for. A realistic shot. Yeah, come on, Devondre. If you're going to be a bad teammate, do it a month ago, not now. We're going to hear from some Niners players, and we'll hear Shanahan again on Devondre Campbell. But we got a couple of callers that are waiting that I know want to talk about Devondre Campbell as well. Up first is Lars in Pacifica. Lars, what's up? You're on overtime here on 95.7 The Game. What do you want to say about Devondre Campbell?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I was at the game. My voice is a little hoarse because I was yelling so much. So I was just so upset and mad with this Niner team. But I think we need to put some things in perspective here. We've had two players lose a child, and they are not complaining, and they are going to work and getting their job done. We've had a player almost get shot and killed in a robbery, come back and play football. And this guy is mad that he's played horribly the entire year, and he's going to be a crybaby and say, oh, just because Dre Greenlaw's back, I'm mad they're playing D winners, even though he's 10 times more athletic than me. Like, give me a break. This is a disgrace to anybody who's ever put on a football helmet and has been on a Band of Brothers, which is a football team. Devondre Campbell is emotionally weak, and he is a disgrace to anybody who's ever played on the San Francisco 49ers. And I just couldn't believe it. I didn't even know that had happened until I was listening 95.7, sitting in the parking lot waiting to leave. And I just can't believe that he quit on this team, when that's just unacceptable at any level of football. That's all I got. I'd love to hear your guys' take on those things. And it's just ridiculous, and I hope he never plays for another down for the Niners ever again.
Yeah, Lars, I think you're 100% right in everything that you said, and I know you're waiting for our response. I mean, I don't have a ton to add. You are 100% spot on, and you know, I've never played football at a high level, played a little bit growing up, and you know, you get the sense that even at a lower level, the camaraderie around a football team is different than the camaraderie around any other sports team you play. Like, it's one thing, you know, in basketball, another thing in baseball, and, you know, some of these other smaller sports. Like, it pales in comparison to, like, the brotherhood that you form on a football team. And again, this is coming from someone who never played football at a high level, but just being around college football teams, professional football teams, you can sense it. And that's why this is so offensive to everybody in that locker room. And these are the kinds of players and the kinds of people that the Niners in the Shanahan and Lynch era, Sterling, have actively tried to avoid over and over and over again. And they if you got a truthful answer out of them this offseason when they signed Devondre Campbell, they might have told you they were worried that he wasn't necessarily like a fit in terms of who the guy is, not who the player is. They probably had concerns on that as well. Like, you were scrambling to try to find a starting linebacker in a free agent class that wasn't great. And by the way, that you didn't have a ton of money to spend anyway. You had to try to be creative. And they were probably forced into a decision, into signing a guy they didn't really believe in, maybe both as a player and as a person. But what else were they going to do? They needed somebody, so maybe they sacrificed some of their beliefs in terms of the kind of guy they want to bring in. And you saw what happened today. He hurt the 49ers in a way that few other football players have hurt them. It's one thing if you're just having a bad day, or simply if you don't have the ability, like, okay, like, that's understandable. That might still get you cut. Like, hello, Ronnie Bell, it got you cut. You're simply not good enough. Sorry, but, like, it is what it is. That's more respectable than just quitting on the football team. And that's what Devondre Campbell did. He could be the best player in the NFL. You quit on your football team in the middle of a game that you have to win, you're gone. Sorry. Out of here. Goodbye. It just makes it easier because Devondre Campbell at this point in his career is also not a very good football player.
And maybe it's because of our connection to this team, but this team, this roster, these players have been through so much together as a unit They've lost two Super Bowls, lost multiple heartbreaking NFC Championship games. They've been to the brink and have somehow found their way eliminated in the last seconds. And they've been through the injuries, again, children being lost and being shot, and just a cumulative like pile of just terrible things that have happened to you on and off the field the past four or five seasons or so. So the bond of these players is so tight that we have been through so much together, and we're going to go through anything and everything together as a group, as a unit. Like, this team is what you want your roster to be compiled of. People so bought into each other that, okay, we're not having a great year, we're now 6-8, but we're going to see this through. If we don't make the playoffs, that sucks, and we're going to hope to revamp next year and come back at it once again. Devondre Campbell essentially told the team tonight that I'm not one of you, that I don't want to be one of you, that I'm an outsider that was brought into a group to play for 13 games, and I did my job, you didn't respect me, and I'm going to say goodbye. When in fact, the San Francisco 49ers were the perfect fit for Devondre Campbell in regards to an opportunity to revitalize his career. Like, nobody else wanted him. And he was like, okay, but now he's taking advantage of that. Well, you have burned a bridge that you desperately needed to have. And, I mean, there's not really much else to say. He's not been great this year. He's in his early 30s, which is pretty old for a linebacker. He's slow, not a great coverage linebacker, is not great against the run anymore. Like, there really is no reason to carry Devondre Campbell on the roster or any for forever now. Like, this is it. It's over. And he's going to go on his own terms. And unfortunately, his terms aren't very good. They're pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much else to say. Let's let Kyle Shanahan say it. Here's what Shanahan said postgame about Devondre Campbell.
Happened with Devondre Campbell. He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to play today. Yep.
The coaching staff.
He did when I asked him why he didn't want to go in. So.
During the game or before?
No, that was in the third quarter.
Kyle, has that ever happened to you, where a player said they didn't want to play in a game?
No.
He got demoted for this game, right? I mean, he was not going to play.
No, he was going to. He was going to go in when Dre came out.
Will you release Devondre Campbell?
We'll figure out something, but I don't know that right now.
Did he give you any reason why he didn't want to play today?
No.
Campbell, I mean, to hear a player say, I don't want to play today, does that create dissension, especially knowing that at this point in the season, with the type of season that this has started out to be, you kind of need as much camaraderie as possible to be successful. Does that create dissension amongst the team, or did it not really affect anyone? No one really noticed?
People notice, but when someone says that you move on. You don't deal with that anymore.
So that was Kyle Shanahan postgame on Devondre Campbell. What about one of the leaders of the team, Brock Purdy, starting quarterback on Devondre Campbell?
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, obviously, I'm trying to focus on the offense and where we're at. I didn't know until after the game, to be honest, that Devondre, you know, was not playing. And, I don't really know what to say to that. So,
similar answer, I think, here from Nick Bosa on Devondre Campbell.
I didn't know till now, but until I know more about the situation, I'm not going to talk about it.
Nick Bosa doesn't want to talk about it. There is also this from George Kittle, who was asked about Devondre Campbell postgame. Here is Kittle.
I didn't really hear anything about it until I got in the locker room, so it's all brand new information to me. Look, if you're on the roster, you're suited up, you're expected to play. I think anyone in this building that got asked to go in, I would say 100% of everybody would die to get on that football field. And so, you know, people are going through random things off the field. I can't speak on that. You know, whatever, you know, his decision was, it wasn't for this organization. It wasn't for this team. And no, that's on him. So, not very happy about it. I would have something to say. I wish I would have heard about it on the field, but I didn't. Is that the reason we lost? Absolutely not. But it's hard to win football games when someone doesn't want to play football, especially when you're suited up. It kind of puts you down, especially when you lose two linebackers and, you know, could address another one.
Here's one more from George Kittle on Devondre Campbell.
That is one person who just decided not to, you know, play for his teammates. And I don't think that that doesn't, like, doesn't make our offense look at each other and be like, wow, man, you know, we're falling apart. It's more of a, or like the defense, hey, we're falling apart. It's more of a one person making a, like Mooney said, a selfish decision. And I'm with Mooney on that. And I've never been around anybody that's ever done that. And I hope I'm never around anybody that does that again.
Strong words from George Kittle about what Devondre Campbell did. And if you missed it, he refused to go in the second half once Dre Greenlaw had to check himself out because of fatigue in his calf after he came back from his Achilles injury. And it does not seem serious. Seems like Dre Greenlaw is going to be fine, which is great news there. But in the moment, you needed a linebacker, and Devondre Campbell did not step in. You hear a team leader, Sterling, like George Kittle, have strong words like that. It's very rare you get that kind of tone from George. He is always the upbeat guy who's trying to take the positive side of things. He could not spin that positively. And so many of his other teammates essentially refused to comment on it because they had nothing nice to say. George Kittle, as openly negative about something in that locker room as we have ever heard him. That this is a big deal.
Good. And they should be. You should not stand for what Devondre Campbell did in any locker room, on any team. If you don't want to be here, don't be here, fine. But it's funny and very fitting that Devondre Campbell's last tweet states, no matter what you do in life, people are going to have an opinion about you, so you might as well just do it your own way and live with the results. That was 8 days ago on December 4th. Well, Devondre, you did it your own way, and you're living with the results. What a mentality to live by. I get it. Be your own man. Make your own choices. Fine. I get that. Be a little proud. Cool. You want to go out there with confidence? Fine. You want to create your own path? Great. You are an older, aging, over the hump, past your prime, 33, 32-year-old linebacker that can't afford to do things his own way. His own way is not working. And tonight you want to go out there and quit on your team. Fine. Live with the result. Never play in the league ever again. If that's what you want, fine. And look, if Devondre Campbell is going through something that we have no idea about personally, we wish him the best. If it's something insane and crazy, which 2024, I wouldn't put it past it. If that is the case, we wish him, take care of yourself, brother. We want that. But if it is simple as, I didn't get to start because Dre Greenlaw came back and I refused to go in, and the way Shanahan worded that didn't sound like it was only in the third quarter. It sounded like he was supposed to go in when Dre came out. San Francisco, if you believe the reports early in the morning, by I think Ian Rappaport, said that they were going to ease him in.
Yep.
So they were going to start him.
He played the majority of snaps in the first half. Greenlaw did.
Right, so my assumption was that wasn't the plan, but he felt good enough to play the whole first half.
Yeah.
And so they were going to relieve him with Devondre Campbell, and Greenlaw said, no, I'm good to go. And at that point when Greenlaw was like, hey, like my leg's acting up, that's when Campbell said, nope, not happening. Which is also an insane thing to do. Like, you're the next man up, man. Like, that's your job. Now they have to play Demetrius Flanagan Foles, who's even a bad special teamer in the biggest game of the year. Like, what do you, like, it's just a mind-numbing decision by a grown adult at their job. If me and you decided to not come into work one day because we didn't want to, we'd probably get a call by our boss, like, what's going on?
Well, that's one thing. It would be showing up, like, to use me as an example, it would be showing up to help run our afternoon show, and the second our afternoon show starts, tap out and go home.
Right.
Like, it's one thing to not show up. It's one thing to call in ahead of time and say, hey, boss, can't make it in today. Sorry.
Right.
Not feeling up to it. You give, you know, your boss enough time to figure out, you know, plan B, but you show up, you suit up, essentially you're ready to go when called upon. And then when you're called upon, nope, sorry, bye-bye. Like, no, you're gone. You're gone. It's over. It's over. And that's what Devondre Campbell did today when Dre Greenlaw couldn't keep going in the second half. Let's sneak in one more call before we get on out of here. Craig in San Leandro has been waiting patiently. Craig, we appreciate your patience. Take us home, Craig. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, now, I can't believe that you all have spent this inordinate amount of time talking about one guy. I can't believe it. Instead of talking about why this team is broken and what it's going to take to fix it, the game is won and lost in the trenches. In the trenches. That's where the game is won and lost. We a Swiss cheese offensive line has come back to haunt us. Our offensive line, they cannot pass protect. Most of the time, a Purdy is running for his life. They cannot run block. When our running backs run into the line, they run into a brick wall. When their running back runs into our line, they gouge us for 5, 6, or 7 yard runs on first down. Let's stop talking. This is not golf. This is not tennis. Is DeAndre Campbell the reason we lost this game tonight and the reason we've gone from the Super Bowl to the toilet bowl?
No, he's not the only reason, Craig. And appreciate the call. And you are right. And we have talked about it. We spent a lot of time on DeVondre Campbell because, newsflash, it's a big deal when a football player quits on his team in a must-win football game. But you're right, Craig. I mean, the offensive line has been bad all year.
Jake Brendel stinks.
Jake Brendel, not a starting caliber center in the NFL. I can say the same thing about a couple of other starters on the offensive line
Aaron
as
Banks,
well.
Colton McKivitz.
Those are the two I was thinking of. There are a lot of issues that this team has to address this offseason because this season was an absolute undeniable failure. And that's on multiple fronts. On multiple fronts. There is no denying that. Craig, appreciate your enthusiasm. You are 100% right, and we've addressed many of the things that you brought up.
The toilet bowl.
They are headed to the toilet bowl. They're going to go from first place in their division to last place.
So do we flush it and empty the septic tank out this year?
Yes.
You're going to have to, right, in the offseason.
Yes, you have to.
Clean that puppy out.
You got
Start
it.
Start a stank.
I don't know what the other option is for the 49ers at this point. And it's going to be a really interesting offseason ahead. They still got three games left. You got the Dolphins, and then you've got the Lions. And now you, And I see this on the Comcast Business text line as well, the 650 talking about a path to the playoffs. There is still a path to winning the division, believe it or not, because the teams atop the division have 8 wins. If they lose out, the Niners win out. The Niners would have 9 wins. Those teams would have 8. So there is a chance that the Niners could still win the NFC West. But it is very, 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 very unlikely because you need every result to go your way the rest of the season for those teams and for the Niners. So not great, but it is certainly possible. Sterling, I'm not even going to ask for game balls in this one because it was that bad of a performance on the offensive end. The one thing I will say before we get on out of here is it was just so good to see Dre Greenlaw play football once again, and I missed watching that dude fly around and to see him alongside Fred Warner, even though Fred's playing on a fractured ankle. It was good to see the best linebacker duo in the NFL play next to each other once again for at least a half of football, and even if the rest of this season is bad and they lose the final three games, I will take solace in potentially watching Dre Greenlaw play 3 more games this year.
2025, it can't come fast enough.
Yeah.
Fred, Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw.
Maybe. I mean, they got to sign Greenlaw this offseason.
Oh, they'll do it. They saw what happened tonight. The revitalization process has begun, Mark, with the loss against the Rams 12-6.
Oh, I hope you're
right. This is the start of something new.
I hope you're right. All right. That's all the time we got for tonight. But, make sure you stay locked on 95.7 The Game all day tomorrow. What, it's 11 o'clock, so we got 6 hours from now when Spadoni takes over for the pregame show, and then Bonte and Shasky, the morning roast, 6 to 10. Steiny and Goo, 10 to 2. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 6. And then Sterling and I will be back for the football hour, 6 to 7 tomorrow night. So it's football all day tomorrow
on
95.7.
Devondre Campbell the whole time, just for Craig.
Yeah, there
just
you go, Craig. Tune in, Craig. Tune in from 6 to 7.
Trench warfare with Devondre Campbell.
We will be talking more about Devondre Campbell, I am sure. Okay, that's all the time we got today. For Sterling Bennett, for Kyle Madsen, for Cam Williams, for Steven Risotto, my name is Mark Randy, signing off. A rough loss for the Niners, but we appreciate all you for tuning in. We'll talk tomorrow here on 95.7 The Game.